AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A top U.S. official says Russian President Vladimir Putin actually moved an additional 7,000 troops to the area near the Ukraine border, while saying some troops would be withdrawn. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges says the U.S. has to talk with Russia while keeping in mind whom they are talking with.
They are not Boy Scouts. They use chemical weapons, poison, and murder against their own domestic opposition, and they use cyber and disinformation to destroy lives, societal structures, and trust in our democratic systems.
Russia has massed more than 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine. Putin has signaled that he wants a peaceful path out of the crisis, caused in part by his sending troops to the border. The U.S. official says Russia has also increased false claims of civilian mass graves, NATO and Ukraine making biological or chemical weapons, and the West funneling in guerrillas to kill Ukrainians. The U.S. official says that the false claims might be used as a pretext to invade. Canada's Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino says the organizers behind the so-called Freedom Convoy are members of a right-wing group with a violent agenda.
At the core of the movement is anger, animosity, and in far too many cases, violence. We're seeing it play at our borders, in front of our legislatures, our national symbols, and in our communities and in our neighborhoods.
Police in the capital, Ottawa, have handed out flyers to the protesters, warning them they have to leave or face criminal charges and fines, as well as the loss of their trucks or vehicles. The three-week standoff, fueled by demands that the government end its coronavirus restrictions. Former Minneapolis police officer J. Alexander King testified he deferred to Derek Chauvin as his senior officer as they were trying to arrest George Floyd. King and two other former officers on trial accused of depriving Floyd of his right to medical care. This is AP News. A twin-engine Beechcraft airplane crashed into a tractor-trailer in the southbound lanes of I-85 in North Carolina. Crash set off some small fires near the highway. There is scattered debris. No word on casualties. A man who urged others to loot businesses during riots in Chicago will plead guilty.
James Massey is admitting he helped incite riots in downtown Chicago with online posts in early August of 2020. The 23-year-old pled guilty in federal court Tuesday to inciting and participating in a riot. He was arrested last year after investigators found several Facebook posts urging people to join the violence August 9th and the day after. Rioters and looters smashed windows at dozens of businesses and made off with anything they could carry. Two people were shot and more than 100 suspects were arrested. In his posts, Massey told others that the looting would start at midnight and that they should bring tools, ski masks, and gloves. He was spotted carrying a tire iron on surveillance video, grabbing coats from one store and vandalizing several others. Massey is scheduled to be sentenced in May and could wind up serving up to 2 years in prison. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.